This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Oh, that's just a really good idea to call me about whatever it is that's on your mind, and we will chat it up. I actually have a terrible joke to tell you, and I've been trying to remember to do it. As most of you know, I went to Rice for undergraduate, and I can't believe they actually call it this, but the name of the newspaper was the Rice Thresher. I know. It took me years before I figured out that that was a pun, but it clearly is. And so I think this is the 100th anniversary. My favorite story about the Rice Thresher is that that the editor-in-chief got put on probation because we were specifically forbidden to eat in the press room, and he brought a box of donuts in. So they suspended him, so he said it was freedom of the press. So we had a big protest. You know, we were kids with, you know, especially in the spring in Houston, you know, any excuse to be outside. So we got a petition together, but we were so stupid, we actually called up the president's office and said, okay, we're going to present a petition at 3:00. So he just arranged to be out of the office at 3:00. We were not very good at, and we were really good at math. We weren't so good at social rebellion. So there we go. All right, so here's the joke. It took me twice. It may work better on the radio than it did in print. All right, here's the joke. Mary had a little lamp. 'Twas filled with kerosene. One day the lamp exploded. Since then, she's not benzene. Do you get it?
Yeah.
It's rice humor. It's kind of like, we used to call it double donut pro. That it was double donut probation. All right, so the Drama Desk had its, we're version of the Tonys, or maybe the Tonys is their version of us, because it's, you know, we get to go first, and gave the awards out last night, so let's see if I can find, basically Shuffle Long won the most awards, and then Franklin Jeller won for Father, which was certainly fair. The Humans, which, as you know, was the one I decided I should see twice because I really didn't like it at all the first time. I liked it much better. Hamilton wasn't eligible because it was considered last year's premiere and won everything last year on Drama Desk. Revival went to View from the Bridge. And, in fact, I just saw a movie with Mark Strong, which is called, I think it's called Facing the Unknown or something like that, which is their version of Sending a Man to Mars. But this one is very much more dour and probably realistic. I mean, Matt Damon brought a lot of humor to his being stranded. Mark Strong, not so much, but it's probably much more realistic, although they use some of the same science in it. She Loves Me won. Also, my friend, David Rockefeller, won for Best Set Design for She Loves Me. And Ivo Van Hove won for View as well. He also did Crucible this year. I think he's a terrific director. He does very minimalist stuff, but the characters and the words and the drama really come out. It's not distracted by anything. Color Purple and Fiddler on the Roof shared musical director honors. And Danny Burstyn won for, which I absolutely support. I actually saw Fiddler again over the weekend and liked it. I just think he is the perfect casting for that because he's not charismatic. He's very charming, but it makes it more of an ensemble piece because that's really what it's about, which is a community. And I thought he was wonderful the first time. I thought he was wonderful the second time. Jessica Lange and Michael Shannon both won for Long Day's Journey into Night. Jane Krakowski won for She Loves Me, and the adorable Jesse Tyler Ferguson, who I think is actually better than the material, and Fully Committed, one for solo performance, And I'm trying to remember when we're doing the interview next week. See how smart we are? He won for best I think offbeat show. I don't know exactly what it's called, but and he's going to be our guest. We actually already did the interview. It'll be a week from Friday. So how smart are we, Manny?
Mm-hmm.
There we go. Pretty smart.
Timing is everything, and we're perfect.
That's the joke of Ask Me the Secret to My Success. You're supposed to say the secret to your success.
What's the secret to
timing?
Your success?
Pretty good, huh?
That's pretty good, yeah.
Thank you. See, Manny's getting better and better. Hey, did you do your thing about getting yourself we've got mail or something?
You know what?
You forgot to do it.
No, I.
You didn't forget?
I didn't forget. I just didn't get a. Had a pretty busy weekend, so
okay.
I didn't get a chance.
We'll forgive you. It's not even forgive when you get around to it, if you want to. Plus, speaking of catching up on data, we talked about the power of prayer and focusing prayer. And Jacob said that I think it actually started with he just had a question for me because his first cousin, who's 32, I think, has terminal cancer, and his mother was having a very hard time with it. So I talked with him about that, and then we sort of decided we would all take our leftover prayers, or maybe we'd manufacture extra ones. I don't think there's a limit on prayers, and sort of send it TJ's way. And I got this really lovely note from his mom that he forwarded to me saying how much, you know, she appreciated it and useful advice, and just having some place that she could go to talk about it was really helpful. So that's nice, huh?
Yeah.
Today is D-Day, the 6th of June, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that? Did you remember that?
I did, yeah.
Of course you did. 1944, the Battle of Normandy begins. It was codenamed Operation Overlord. Remember there was a movie with James Garner, where they tried to convince somebody that he'd been in a coma, so they would give up the secrets of D-Day or something about that. I can't remember exactly what it was, but it was absolutely fascinating. I love stuff like that. All right, there are 155,000 Allied troops on the beaches of Normandy, and I think that what they did is they convinced the German high command that they were going to land at Calais, and they had, I think, cut out cardboards of troops and whatever, and so they landed where they weren't expected. They broke through the Atlantic Wall, pushed inland to the largest amphibious military operation in history. Dun, dun, dun. So that was 1944, so it's D-Day. It's National Drive-In Movie Day. Do you have a drive-in movie where you live?
We've had
I know.
Few, but starting to close them down.
Oh, see, I think there's one left in New Jersey around here, but I remember as a kid, because there were so many kids, mm-hmm. that mom and dad would just load us in the car, and it was per car, not per person.
Right.
And so for about, you know, $5 or something, could take us a movie, and we would have sleeping bags in the back seat, and remember the little, did you ever go to a drive-in?
I've never actually been to one.
You've never been to one?
Yeah, because, I mean, we had them here.
Yeah, they haven't existed.
They shut a lot of them down.
Well, the two groups of people that are completely incompatible for drive-in theaters, which were always there, were large families with kids that screamed and yelled and didn't necessarily go to sleep, and babies, because you didn't have to get out of your car, you didn't have to get dressed, and it was cheap, especially if you had lots of kids or a crying baby, and teenagers who were necking. So if you think about it, you've got two groups of people, none of whom are watching the screen.
Right.
But they had these little, I'm trying to think what they would be compared with. The only thing, I know that there are a couple of drive-in restaurants that now have those kinds of things that they put with a little sort of edge on it that goes over your window. And then you can sort of talk into it. And that's what it was. It was a little speaker, and you could adjust the volume, and it went on your window and plugged in to a stand, and they were dark, and it was, you know, but when you're a teen, I was sort of a preteen when I started going, so I thought it was fascinating, because I would always volunteer to go get the stuff at the refreshment stand, which means I was a preteen out on my own in the dark with all these people either necking and a way of getting away from the family. So I loved drive-in movies. I don't think I ever saw a movie there, but I loved the idea of drive-in movies. It's also National Yo-Yo Day. 855, let's not talk about that, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-9364. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9364. That's 1-800-957-9364. 1-800-957-9364.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Ready, 855-993-7569 is the way to get in touch with me, which is also 855-99-DR-JOY. And should you forget either of those, just go to drjoy.com and prominently displayed are both. It's just drjoy.com. Josh, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. How am I to help?
Hi, Dr. Joy. Hi. I have a situation, a family situation, that I'm not sure exactly how to proceed with.
Okay.
So to give you a little bit of background, I'm just over 30 years old, and I've just had my first child about a year ago now. And I've never had a what you would call a great relationship with my father. And things are heating up and kind of coming to a head with him. And I'm not sure if I suggest that we call the relationship off or if we really try to push things through, because the current issue is really rehashing something that we've been dealing with for a very, very long time, and now it's bringing my child into the picture.
All right, well, let's start with the issue.
Yes. So the issue is that I am never either good enough or doing enough for him. A lot of his motivation as I was growing up was really centered around putting me down, talking about me, you know, not being good enough at this and that, and not trying hard enough to get a job, and X, Y, Z. And it really never focused around trying harder or, you know, positive reinforcement, really centered around a very negative sentiment.
Tell me a little bit about family structure. Do you have are your parents together?
No, they are not.
Were they ever?
Yes.
Until
I was about 22.
Okay, so for most of all of your childhood and all of your adolescence. All right,
yeah.
Do you have brothers and sisters?
I have one younger sister. She's about 2 or 3 years younger.
Do you know what your father's relationship with his father was like?
As far as I understand, it was a good relationship. My paternal grandfather passed away when I was about 3 years old, so I never had a strong relationship with him, or really any relationship, but from what I've heard, he was a really stand-up guy and loved his family and worked very, very hard, and anybody who I've spoken to about him only had the utmost positive things to say, including my mother, who came into the picture, you know, obviously much later in their life, and she just has an extremely high opinion of him.
Did you ever ask your father about his father?
No, not explicitly.
Okay, let me suggest a couple things. First of all, I grew up with the same kind of father, and it's quite often men who are like that either were parented like that or were not parented at all. So my suggestion, and let me just sort of give you the overview, and then we can kind of wander through it piece by piece. Can you divorce your father? Not without serious consequence, and unfortunately, that your child will look to you, whether you realize it or not, to understand how to treat you by how you treat your parents. So it's not only it's a double whammy. It's not only that this is the only father you'll ever have, and he may not be perfect, but he's the one you got. And to the idea of divorcing him just isn't possible. I mean, it will haunt your holidays and Father's Day and your parenting. And certainly one of the reasons that we, you know, that people can be in our life as either a positive role model or a role model to do exactly the opposite. And either are useful. Do I think you should divorce your father? No, because I don't think it's feasible. And it's certainly, even if it were feasible, it's incredibly expensive. Not to mention, it sets up the model for how your children will treat you. So, no, I don't think it's a very good idea. Okay, then how do we do this? Well, all right, one of the ways, how far away from you geographically does your father live?
It's a solid hour and a half drive, but he actually
doable.
A new position much closer to me. Yeah, so that was
doable. All right, so here's my suggestion, and then you and I can work out how to do it, because I can already hear your stomach growling, and hopefully it's just your stomach. All right, that you begin to start, and believe it or not, you're sort of more or less on the appropriate time frame. I don't think we ever learn to deal with our parents as individuals as opposed to authority figures until we're in our late 20s, early 30s to begin with. So you're kind of on schedule, if that makes you feel any better. And the deal is to sort of get beyond what their authority figure, what their role is and who they are. And so one of the possibilities is saying to your dad, I feel like I was never good enough for you. And I'm sure what he would say if we had him here is, I just wanted you to be the best you could be, and I sort of felt like that should motivate you, or your mom was too soft on you, or you know, whatever. And because presumably he doesn't hate you. He just didn't have a very comfortable way of parenting you. So, and it may even be that he was jealous of you. So if we start with that, Dad, I'd really like to sit down with you now that I'm a dad. I really want to be the best dad I could be. So I thought what I would like to do is, first of all, focus on our relationship and see if I could tell you what I wanted and you could tell me what you want, and maybe we could work out a less abrasive relationship between the two of us. And I thought one of the things I was curious about is what your relationship was like with your dad. Now, if your dad is like my dad, he's going to say it's none of your business. What does that have to do with anything? But you're going to be staunchly hanging in there because he can't send you to your room anymore. And to say, well, you know, I was just curious because one of two things is going to happen, Josh. Either your father is going to remember all sorts of wonderful things about his relationship with his dad. And then you could then use that as saying, wow, that sounds really great. He took you to baseball games. I'd love to go to a baseball game with you. Or, when it sounds like he was really proud of you. So if it's positive, which I suspect it's not going to be, but if it is, that's a great hook to say, wow, I'd really like to do that because I'd like to have those memories with you as well. If it's not, if he says, well, I'm the man I am today because he didn't spare the rod, you know, and he was always critical of me, could say, well, did that feel very good at the time? And do you think there's a different way that he could have motivated you? Or did you ever feel that you were letting him down? In other words, no matter what he says, it's useful to you to be able to then bring into your relationship with him without saying to him, look, you're a crappy father, or you're trying to motivate me in ways that don't work at all. And one of the things to say to him to begin this discussion is, I want to be a better son for you. Tell me how to do that. And he may do the kind of, well, if you just do what I tell you to do, say, well, Dad, you know, let's talk about this. Is that how your dad motivated you? So the point is you begin a dialogue that is not going to be instantaneous, may not be very comfortable for a while, but it gives both of you an opportunity to redress things. Let me put you on hold. You think about it for just a second. I'll be back to you in a minute. Joe, I know you do. I'll get to you in just a moment as well. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. We're talking with Josh, who does not have and has never had a very good relationship. Well, let me ask you, was there ever a good time with your dad? Do you remember any sort of warm, fuzzy moments growing up?
Very, very few. A lot of my memories are centered around negative experiences, particularly around...
Well, can you remember, can you think of one positive one?
Yeah, I mean, there was a few times maybe when we were camping, when we were much younger, just being outside and riding bikes and things like that.
Remind him of those. It's much easier for people to start from a position of either positive or neutrality rather than being defensive. Because what, what you're trying to do, presumably, let's look at the goal here, which is to have a better relationship with your dad. And all sorts of good things come out from that. As he gets older, you're going to have an easier time dealing with him, and he will get older. You will have an easier time dealing with your child. You'll have a slightly more positive role model. And if nothing else, you get rid of that nasty little lump in your stomach whenever you think about him. So there's really no downside to trying to better this relationship. It's not going to happen instantaneously, but I think it can happen. And if it comes from a position where you're really not asking him to apologize, you're just saying, is there a better way we can do this? Is there things that I can do that are less irritating to you? And here's what I'd like. Is there something you could ask of him at this moment that's relatively doable?
What I have to ask of him is to change the way he treats me currently.
Give me an example of something he's done fairly recently that, and let's see if there's a way of, because the more defensive you make him, the less likely it is for him to hear you. So give me an example of something that he said or did recently.
So the precipitating event that led me to the situation actually happened this past week. So Father's Day is coming up, as I'm sure you know.
Right.
Him and I had discussed a number of weeks ago that he was going to host on Saturday because that's going to be easier for my family and the baby to travel. It's not going to be a crazy day. We were going to do it on Saturday. All of a sudden, I get an email from another cousin indicating that her and my father have coordinated doing it on Sunday, an additional hour to an hour and a half further away from where I currently live. And I immediately reached back out to my cousin, who indicated she had received a text from my father that morning saying, change the day, we're doing it on Saturday, we're doing it at your house, and let everyone know. Email everybody and let everyone know. So, and then that was the end of it. She was very friendly about it. I immediately texted my father.
So your father, when your cousin tried to change it to Sunday, your father switched it back to Saturday.
No. It was originally Saturday. My father went around me and my family right to my cousin to just say change the date, make it Sunday. So we.
You said it backwards. You said change it to Saturday.
Okay. Yes. So it was originally Saturday. He went around to change it to Sunday, which makes it much, much more difficult for me.
Well, I mean, so you have several options. So you called him and said what?
I called him and I said, what happened to Saturday? We had discussed Saturday. Why did you request my cousin change it to Sunday? And his answer was really, well, I'm very upset with you. So I had her change it. And the reason that he's upset with me is I don't invite him to my home enough. I am not accommodating enough to him. When he does come over, he doesn't feel welcome. I don't offer him a drink.
Josh, those sound to me a pretty clear menu of what he would like from you.
Yes. What he would like.
And that's good news.
But what he would like for me is unreasonable.
To invite you to invite him to the house occasionally and be nice and offer him a drink?
I do that. I see him maybe once every other week.
Okay.
And I, in the past week and a half, he's been over to my house twice now.
Okay. Then instead of taking umbrage, I mean, the two of you sound like you do share DNA, that you're both stubborn, to say, Dad, look, you're over here a couple times a month. Does he have a drinking problem?
No, absolutely not.
Okay. So when you say I don't offer you a drink, maybe I'm not offering you to come. Instead of arguing with him, what if you said, okay, well, tell me, would you like to come every 10 days? I mean, he's giving you a very clear statement about what he wants from you. It doesn't sound to me unreasonable. It may sound to me that he has. Are there any cognitive impairment here where he might forget things, or is it you don't feel that that's what's going on?
No, I don't feel that okay. That's what's going on.
Then call him back and say, Dad, look, here's the deal. I would really like to spend Father's Day with you on Saturday. You can then have the cousins on Sunday. So I would really like, and if you can come here, I'll come there, whichever you'd like. I was really looking forward to just having the two of us. I don't know where your sister is in this, but we can look at that in a moment. And I was thinking about the things that you said about not feeling welcome, and so let's figure out some things to do that both of us like to do, because you're probably right. I just get nerved up because I'm afraid that you're going to criticize me, and so I'm not very welcoming. So how about if we made a deal that for the next, let's say we get together, and maybe you come here 1 week, I'll come there 1 week, or we go out for dinner or something, and figure out what'll work with your schedule. And then say, let me take you out for pizza or something. Instead of arguing with him, say, you know, I hear what you're saying is that, and you may be right, I don't make you feel welcome because I'm so nervous that you're going to be critical of me, of my house or my job or what. And how about if we agreed that the two of us for the next 2 months go out of our way to say something nice to one another, and hopefully something accurate. At any time either of us is unpleasant to the other one, it costs us $20. And so just to get us out of the habit and see if he'll go along with it. Because it sounds to me that he's really feeling that you don't like him for very good reason. He needs to understand that his role of disciplinarian and gatekeeper has come to an end, and what you're looking for is a very different kind of relationship with him, and focus on some of the things that he's done that are positive. But he's not saying that he doesn't want to be around you. He's saying he feels that you don't like him, which is accurate. So let's figure out how the two of you can find, and it may be just finding things to do that are separate from your child and your wife, and the two of you do together that both of you enjoy doing.
The problem is he has unreasonable expectations as far as what he would like to be.
You can always negotiate when the possibilities. Josh, you're being as stubborn as he is. You're saying I'm not going to do anything because he's a stinker. I don't think that's a very wise or profitable way of looking at things.
Every time, though, that I try to reschedule plans,
we're not talking about rescheduling plans. We're talking about doing a complete overhaul of the relationship. You can't sort of start with the minor stuff and hope that it will somehow convey into policy statement. Let's start with the policy statement. Josh, you don't have to do this, but you're going to be a better person. If nothing else, you're going to treat him the same person your father is if you're not careful, because you're treating him exactly the same way that you feel he's treated you. No matter what he does, it's not good enough, that you don't like each other. I mean, you are the same DNA. Do you really want, and if you're not careful, you're going to find your kid saying the same thing to you in 15 years. Then that would be tragic. We at least want different criticisms from our kids so it doesn't feel like it's genetic. You have nothing to lose by working out a better relationship and just being reasonable with them. And negotiating with him. He's saying he wants to feel more welcome. He wants to see you. And scheduling is the clue here, as opposed to last minute stuff. And he wants you to be hospitable to him. And I would suggest you do some things that are separate, because my guess is if you're like most men, you're using your kid and your wife as a buffer. And he's not unaware of that, because that's what he did too.
So you're suggesting that I basically give in to his
not at all
request.
Not at all. I'm saying you negotiate with him as opposed to shutting him down. Listen, what you need to do is you need in 15 minutes to go to drjoy.com, download this, and listen to it. All right? Listen to what I'm saying, and listen to how defensive you are and how unwilling you are to hear anything. And then you can decide what you want to do. And if you need to call me back, you can call me back. But you called up saying, okay, I don't want my father to treat my kid the same way he's treated me. And more importantly, you don't want to treat your kid the same way he's treated you. So listen to it. Call me back if you need to. Joel, you'll be next. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show. Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
With Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, Joe, thank you for being patient. You're on the air. How am I to help you?
Yes, you had a news item last week about somebody being legally blind in a drive-up.
Yeah. Well, no, they were not driving up. They went up to the window that's open 24 hours, and they were pedestrian. And they were not treated very well, and so that was, they're suing McDonald's.
Right. Well, it's possible to legally drive even if you're legally blind.
How?
And it's done in some states using special lenses that give you telescopic vision.
Oh.
You've still got to be able to pass the test, and it's not all states, and you're limited as to times that you can legally drive. And I don't think it includes after dark.
Probably not.
I know because my low vision specialist was very interested in getting me driving, but I don't feel that even with the adaptive lenses that it would be safe for others nor responsible for me to drive.
Amen. I mean, it does sound a little scary as someone who is a pedestrian and occasionally on the roads. So, did he show you any of the equipment? I said test drive it is maybe the right or the wrong term.
She's told me about it.
Yeah.
But I just don't feel I've thought about it that it would be safe for the other people, nor would it be responsible for me, because driving's a privilege and a responsibility. It's not a right.
Yeah, I agree with you. Although, if I were in your shoes, I would probably be a little curious to see what the situation was. Is it special lenses that you use?
It's special lenses with telescopes built in.
And my guess is that it's probably usable for things like macular degeneration, where you can tell shapes, you can see light and dark, but there's kind of a hole in your vision,
right,
if I had to guess. So that this compensates for that. I mean, for you, I mean, every time I think about, hear about the automatic cars, I think, gee, they would be a great benefit, not only to the visually impaired, but to everybody as they get older and people who can't drive at night and whatever. You know, if you ever get a chance to try it out, will you try it out and call me and tell me what it's like? I mean, I agree with you. It makes my stomach hurt a little bit, just because people are so easily distracted when they have perfect eyesight by pedestrians or, God forbid, cell phones or texting or somebody cutting in front of them. And I mean, it does sound particularly challenging and scary, not only, as you say, for them, but for everybody else. Do you know what state are you in that allows it?
I'm in North Carolina, and I understand Virginia allows it also.
Okay. Wow. All right. If you get a chance to try it out and get back to me, will you? Just out of curiosity. But I agree. I agree with you. I mean.
Oh, and can I add one thing?
Of course.
You do your DVD picks tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay. There's a TV DVD pick that you probably wouldn't have seen, but I'd recommend.
What is it?
The Shannara Chronicles.
Spell it for me.
T-H-E space S-H-A-N-A-R-R-A space C-H-R-O-N.
Oh, I know how to spell Chronicles. What's it about?
Well, it comes across as fantasy, but what seems to be fantasy is really technology. It's based off of a series of books by Terry Brooks.
Okay. You know, speaking of DVDs, although this is a TV program, so I think it doesn't count as a DVD, and I think it would count more as a movie, which I'll try. It's called Open Your Eyes, and it's HBO, and it's something called the SEVA Foundation, which I've never heard of. Have you? It's S-E-V-A.
No, I've never heard of it.
Okay. Here's the deal. It turns out that there are, I think that the statistic is 50 million people in the world who are blind, not legally blind, blind. And
right.
And most, a huge percentage of them are because of cataracts, especially in underdeveloped countries. And the lens for the replacement lens in cataract surgery used to cost $500 a lens.
Right.
It's now pennies. So the SEVA Foundation goes to these, I think this one is in Nepal, and these people, they go to the various villages, and one day, I think it's one day a month, it's either one day a week or one day a month, a surgeon comes and they do cataract surgery for free for people. And they follow, and I mean, it's this extraordinary thing, and I'm going to find out and start giving them some money because it's such a practical kind of thing. They don't charge anything for it. And they have, the thing that was the most extraordinary about it is, first of all, they have these people in this village and they have nothing, but they get around pretty well. They can't see anything, but they get around pretty well. And it's up and down these goat paths, essentially, which she does barefoot, he does in sandals, and you and I would probably break our necks. And the first thing that they do when they get the surgery, and well, the most extraordinary thing before any of this is the woman says, "My legs hurt." Her son carries her down the mountain on his back, which I brought tears to my eyes. So they get into the clinic, and they did 54 surgeries in one day, and most of the people know each other. And the first thing they do when they take the bandages off is they look at their hands. Now, these are people who haven't seen for 15 years or 30 years or whatever. And there's this whole discussion about their hands, which I guess if you haven't seen anything, that a hand, if you don't have a mirror, is an obvious thing to look at first. But I think you'd be fascinated by it. It's called Open Your Eyes.
Okay.
And it's really terrific on HBR. And I'll look for the Shannara Chronicles as well and see if I can find it. Probably can't find it by tomorrow, but at least if it's listed someplace, I can say that you recommended it.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, thank you very much, Dr. Joy.
Thank you, Joe. And if you do try the telescopic lens, you'll have to tell me what your response is. All right?
Okay, will do.
Thank you, sir. 855-993-7569. I have a friend who has been legally blind since he was in his 20s, and I'm not going to tell you his name because a lot of people know him, and he owns a restaurant, he used to own a very famous restaurant, and gets along extraordinarily well. But at one point he said, "How come you never invite me to movies?" And I said, "Well, why would you want to go to a movie?" He said, "Because you can hear, and there are a lot of people around." And I thought that was a really interesting perception. So, all right, so when we come back, listen, I'll tell you what. Manny and I have been trying to do some research on drive-in theaters, and we're getting very contradictory advice. So if you have a drive-in theater near you, please call and tell me so we can keep up our own statistical chart. All right, 855-993-7569. You got a drive-in? I want to hear about it. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.